U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams threw his support behind syringe exchange services as an important tool to address the Ohio Valley's high risk of needle-borne disease. Mary Meehan reports.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams, dressed in a full dark uniform with gold stripes on his sleeves, demonstrated his technique for the administration of the potentially life-saving nasal spray.
All right, let's show him how to use this stuff.
All right.
Naloxone training can help address one deadly aspect of the opioid crisis. But Adams' visit to the Northern Kentucky Health Department also highlighted another, the outbreak of needle-borne diseases. Since January, state and federal health officials have been tracking a growing cluster of more than 40 HIV cases. As Indiana's health commissioner, Adams learned how critical those investigations are.
One of the reasons surveillance is so important is because any place can be the next Scott County, Indiana.
Adams managed the response to a 2015 outbreak of more than 200 HIV cases discovered in just a few months in that small rural community. He says the Scott County outbreak shaped how emerging clusters of HIV are handled. The focus is shifting to prevention through community-based harm reduction programs. Of the 200 counties in the country identified at high risk for an HIV outbreak, 100 are in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio.
We want communities to have a conversation about what their risks are, and that starts with the data, with understanding how many people are overdosing, what their hepatitis rates are, because hepatitis is a marker for injection drug use. And once we do that, then we need to have a broader conversation about how to respond.
Adams says stemming the outbreak in Scott County also showed the importance of community support.
And it's got to be partnerships beyond public health. You need law enforcement. You need the support of the business community and the faith-based community. And that's how we were able to be successful in Scott County, Indiana.
He says it's important to show that so-called needle exchange programs often do much more than the name implies.
We can help them understand that the syringe service program is actually connecting people to care, serving as a valuable touch point to insurance, to screenings for other diseases. Then we will be much more successful than if they simply see it as us giving needles out to people who have a habit.
During his visit, Adams met with local health experts, including Artis Hoven, a Kentucky doctor and a former president of the American Medical Association. She says her state is at the epicenter of the problem and can continue to push for solutions.
So we have much to be proud of, but the important thing is there's so much more work to be done.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Florence, Kentucky.